Preliminary enrollment information shows Ann Arbor Public Schools are down 210 students this fall compared to last year. If the enrollment decline holds, it could cost the district about $2 million in state funding. Superintendent Janice Swift says the district likely won't need to make major budget changes, but will have to continue to carefully monitor all expenditures. While the district has an overall decline in students, including a drop of more than 100 high school students, there are some overcrowded classrooms. Swift says some of this overcrowding is natural for the beginning of the school year, but some is a result of teacher reductions to address budget issues.
A lot of it is that natural settling that occurs the first 3 weeks of school. So we've been very deliberate about the supports we've put in place to not do them too much ahead of the settling, the natural settling. But we're getting to that place where kids have decided which classes they're in and which classes they're out of, particularly at high school.
School Board President Deb Mexicott agrees that crowded classrooms are both normal at the beginning of the year and a result of the belt tightening. Mexicott says one area where the district is doing better this year than last is in transportation.
We learned our lessons about communication. No major changes were made. Things were dealt with very quickly, and I think even when we weren't able to make a change that parents wanted, they knew that we had gone out, we had looked at it, we had made the right contacts, and that we followed up with them. And I think that it has made a world of difference.
Mexicott says it's difficult to make budget predictions now because there are many factors still up in the air. She says they will have to maintain strong financial controls. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.